blotches made patterns on his green uniform. He looked worse than she felt. "How many casualties?" he asked. "About 300 wounded to lift, if that's what you mean. And those are just the aliens under my jurisdiction. Human survivors number about 200 more." "Where are we going to put them?" he asked idly, glancing up at the gleaming orange sky where radiation danced in pale blue patterns. "What about that message, son?" he asked the young comtech in the dome. "The interference isn't clearing, sir. I still can't get through." The boy's head lifted. "And I can't raise Captain Stern either. He doesn't answer my comm beam."
Strick glanced down at the scowl on his slender companion's face.
"We'll give him 5 more minutes." Her pale green eyes swept over the carnage and the ruins of the small, gem-hued shops and marble streets to the wooded area beyond.
"If anything's happened to those Centaurian diplomats..."
She sighed heavily.
"The Council would have had a bloody war of its own holding the Kolkencom back, in any case. Now, with 2 of their own people involved, there's no way."
"Which means we'll finally have a chance of winning this damned war," he told her.
"Amen."
She watched the medics loading casualties into the self-propelled transparent ambulifts.
"Watch my boy, Strick. I'm going to find Stern."